This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Kim Coles is joining us. She is a member of the Kansas Soybean Yield and Value Contest Committee. And Kim, those committee results and plaques were handed out at the Kansas Soybean Expo. And we go back to 2019, which was a very challenging year for soybean producers and for the soybean industry.
You know, we had the wet spring, late planting, and I think that did impact our contest entries. We had a little bit lower than last year, but we appreciate the farmers for taking the time and putting them in. The soybean yield and quality contest really gives us the chance to highlight farmers for their contributions to provide such a great quality and high yielding supply to our markets.
Well then, let's get to some of the results. Who were some of the winners this year?
So we have 8 different districts across the state that we separate up the contest in just based on geographical regions and the different yields that can be expected from those areas. The full list, if people are interested, can be found online at kansassoybean.org. Our top overall dryland state winner, first place, is Larmar & Company Farms from Brown County with a high yield of 94.01 bushels per acre. And then for the Kansas soybean overall irrigated state winner, we had Love & Love Farms from Gray County with a yield of 88.82 bushels per acre. So we didn't cross the 100 bushel mark like we did last year, which was exciting. And so the yield to beat is still from last year at 104 bushels per acre. Still looking forward to that as coming years. But we had some great yields, some great entries, and we really appreciate, again, those farmers that took the time to enter.
What were some of the other results that we had?
So going into the value side of the contest, Gareth Pettijohn from Saline County had a 6.45% premium for value on their soybeans. Jeff Wessel from Sheridan County, 6.51% premium. And the Longenecker Farms are our first place from Dickinson County with 7.19% premium. We also looked at just protein in general, since protein is such a valued thing in the market right now. And Chris Bodenhausen from Atchison County had a protein percentage of 37.3%, so the highest protein in our contest. So some great value contest results this year as well.
And once again, if people would like to see the results, they can go to your website?
All the results will be listed on the website, a lot more than what I mentioned here. I kind of hit the highlights and the top ones, but to see the rest and all the different districts we have, please go to our website and take a look.
That's kansassoybeans.org. That is Kim Coles, a member of the Kansas Soybean Yield and Value Contest Committee, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.